Hey, hi, Sierra. How's everybody feeling? I just want to say a few words about a few of the individuals who really take the concept of the play shops to heart in the largest sense and the greatest sense of the word. And you're actually going to see three of these guys up on the stage here today. So we have Sean Leahy will be participating, and he curated the Woodstock play shop that we had on Friday. He's also curating the Guitarmageddon Led Zeppelin play shop that we'll be closing the play shops out with. We have Dan Leibowitz, Lebo, with Lebo's 50 years in the rear view that he curated, spent so much time doing, as well as the gospel set with Bo Carper. And we have Mr. Simon Kurth, who put together the Let It Bleed album in its entirety, as well as this next play shop that you're about to experience. And when we talk about these play shops every year, we try and come up with new and creative things, obviously, that you've never gotten a chance to see or experience. And then we get together and talk about who might be good for that, and then the leads run with those things. And so what you'll see is the culmination of a lot of diving deep down the rabbit hole of the slide guitar by Simon Kurth and all the amazing musicians he's put together for today's session. So without further ado, please welcome to the stage, Slide!
All right, folks, we're gonna take a little history lesson all the way back here to where this all started with this good old slide stuff. Back in the day where they used to nail two nails into a wall, tie a string down there and do a diddly bow and make sounds and sing along and sort of evolved into, guess what we have these days. But we are gonna start it off with a pretty iconic song, and Erin Chapin's gonna play this for us right here. I'm gonna let her take it from here, but Erin Chapin, folks.
Made it to Sunrise Kickball, and I had like an hour and a half of sleep. We call that sending it. All right, this is a Death Letter Blues. It's a Sunhouse song.
All my wicked soul.
so loud, so nice and plain.
Basically like a regular guitar with a metal biscuit cone in there, and that was done just to get more amplification because they didn't have amplifiers back then, and they're sitting around singing and hollering and needed a little more volume on that. And as that came into focus, there was also some slide guitar evolutions happening across oceans and other places. And Lebo's gonna, you wanna talk a little about the Weisenborn there? Or do you want me to? All right, so. Okay, that's okay. So that's a Weisenborn right there. That's made out of koa wood. And it's a pretty neat thing because it's actually got a hollow neck and it's square. It was made to lay on the lap. Henry Weisenborn, the maker of those in general. Beautiful figured wood too, which is really nice because they came out of Hawaii. But there was a big craze for the lap steel sound and the Hawaiian sound in the 20s, and it went into the 30s. And unfortunately, most of those guitars are now in attics or planter boxes, but some of them survived. They're over 100 years old now, which is pretty cool. So this particular song, Isole, that they're about to play, has its origins in that Polynesian Hawaiian sound. And without further ado, Lebo and Bo.
Thank you.
folks. That was beautiful. Thank you all. Thank you, Sam. Well done. Well done. Well, as things, people looked into new different sounds and as different genres of music started to develop, we had another step in the evolution of slide guitar, which Andy Dunnigan's going to take a moment to talk about.
I like this. I think it's going to get loud in here later, so this is kind of the quailady part of the slide. So just kind of like Lebo was playing on that Weisenborn there, this is a lap guitar, this is a resonator. And in the 20s, they were built with a resonator cone in the middle here to project and to keep up with the horns. And then somewhere along the way, I think in the 40s and 50s, they decided to put them on their lap, like a picnic table. The picnic table guitar. But it was Josh Graves who kind of got the dobro into bluegrass music. So I'm going to play a little, just kind of a little improvised piece. Then I'm going to get Jake and Rev from the Little Smokies to come join me for another one. Simpson on the fiddle. We have to split early. We're going to be playing the vaudeville stage at 6. So, yeah, 6:15. This song is called The Tooth Fairy.
Oh.
Let's hear it for the Little Smokies. That was great. Well done, guys. All right, we're going to take a quick moment here. We're going to transition a few things here on the stage to get you ready for a few things. Andy was also using finger picks on that, which is a way of making the strings sound a little louder, but kind of like a banjo, allows you to do some cool rolls and pick real fast, which is a neat little technique thing. And also, in case you were wondering about any of this stuff, a lot of these songs, they're all using different tunings. So they've got basically taking a regular guitar chord and tuning the string so that if you string it open, it's going to sound like that particular chord. So while that's fun for slide, if you play a lot of different songs in different tunings, it means you're twisting those tuning knobs all the time.
All right, so this next tune we're going to get into, it's great. When Simon called about this play shop and asked me if I wanted to do it, he's like, and I got a song in mind. And in my mind, I had this song we're about to do, and the words popped right out of his mouth. So that's a lap steel guitar that I'm going to play. And it sort of was, in a way, an electric sort of, from the same pathway as the dobro. You know, as they started amplifying guitars and whatnot, they did that. This one's not a typical one. Typically, they're 6 strings or 8 strings. This is a 10-string one, and it's actually tuned like a pedal steel guitar. And I won't get too into the mechanics of all that, because I might get boring for you. Although, I'd get real excited. If you see me run around out there and you got any questions, ask me. I'll talk about it all day. Anyhow, this is a cool kind of hybrid tuning, and it's a standard E9 pedal steel tuning like Simon was talking about, but it's a lap steel guitar, so it kind of sits in the middle. And this tune we're going to do, like I said, it was the first song I heard that made me want to play slide. It was back in junior high, and I didn't know what it was until I was about halfway through high school when someone handed me a lap steel, and I heard it, and I was like, oh, that's that song. Danny, you remember the Richie Valens movie, La Bamba? Can you guys see that? Well, it's like the saddest part of the whole movie. It's at the very end where after the plane crashes and his mom is running up the hill yelling his name. And the DJ plays this song. And I think it's like just the whole intro of it. It's like the ultimate emotional song. So we'll jump right into it. It's called Sleepwalk. Thank you.
pickups, Jonathan Sloan, the Chris Jacobs Band, and Luther Dickinson. And we're gonna switch into a new era, a different era. Well, this next one, anyone see that movie, Crossroads? This one line always stuck out in my head. Muddy Waters invented electricity. That was kind of funny. But Muddy wrote a lot of tunes, a lot of songs. He took a lot of what was considered that acoustic delta thing and brought it into that electric realm. So we picked out one of those songs that we thought would be a good example of such a thing. And after the set, but only with my wife. Thank you.
Ralph Macchio, the Karate Kid, got the blues with his Telecaster. Well, if you had your hands on that guitar as much as you got them on that girl's ass, you might be getting somewhere. You changed my life.
Oh man, see, I'm here. It had a green stripe on it after I was done with it. Watched it too many times on the VHS. Serious, I love that one. Calling for you, Willie Brown. Well,
Jack Butler's gonna like you.
So, as the slide thing went further on down the line of time and history and cool stuff, we got into Mr. Elmore James, and he, among others, kind of championed a couple different tunings. This one in particular, Open E, or Open D, or Open C, or some version of it. But he came up with a particular tune that became quite the slide anthem. And we're going to go into that one for you right about now.
Thank you.
That was Vine Grove singing that one there for you, folks. All right, Jonathan back up here for another one. So as that kind of came through, that was a very specific slide style. Often people, well, in that kind of context would use picks or whatnot, but one of the earlier adapters that sort of brought the slide to more like the blues masses came through this guy that was in the Allman Brothers band. You might have heard of him. Greg Allman. Kitty, that's Dwayne. And so he was listening to a Jesse Ed Davis record, or a Taj Mahal on a Jesse Ed Davis solo. And story goes, his brother, they're out in LA in this band called the Hourglass, and Greg took his brother out on a horse, and Dwayne fell off the horse, broke his arm. He's pretty ticked off at his brother because his arm's pretty important to him. So as a peace offering, his brother went over, and on the doorstep, he left a Corseden bottle with, which was aspirin, and the Taj Mahal record, which happened to have Jesse Davis playing Status Pro Blues on it. And Dwayne called up a couple hours later with broken arm in hand and was like, "You gotta come over here and check this out." And he had pretty much mapped out the whole tune, and hence his entry point to slide had begun, which was pretty cool. And he went on to really shape a lot of guitar players down the line. I think everyone on this stage has had some input or connection to him, so pretty exciting. So we're going to play one of those tunes that you may know well. All right, we got to sort it out. That was the rehearsal. Yeah. Luther Dickinson, folks. You can catch him with the Sisters of the Strawberry Moon over there on the big stage. He's heading off there to get ready for you. So again, that was Jonathan Sloan there ripping that up.
Hey, how about a hand for all these fantastic performers up here, huh? And to the Rock Mescalitos and Silent Cliff for throwing all this stuff together, man. It's no easy task. This next tune is a Blind Willie Johnson tune. But most of you will know it from the great Eric Clapton. Clapton kind of served as a window for a lot of these older blues artists, you know. He took the tunes and kind of electrified them a little bit. That's right. Well, we're all tuning up here.
That's what slide guitar players do, they just tune. Just tune constantly. It's that wait a minute song. Wait a minute. Oh. Nope, wait a minute. How many slide players does it take to screw in a light bulb? None, they're too busy tuning. But I'm a dad jokes, that's all I got.
Oh,
All right, let's give it up for Jonathan on that one. That was great. Well, we are going to bring up No Stranger to You, Mr. Sean Leahy right here. He's going to join us on this next one. Now, is Lebo over there getting on the pedal steel? We're going to move over to a different place in the world. That's in New Orleans. Anyone been in New Orleans? A little bit, maybe, here and there? NOLA. We're going to bring up Chris Grant here for a little added percussion. And we're going to have Dave Combs come up and sing this one here. This next one is Sonny Landreth's song. It's Congo Square. Sonny had a kind of a cool slide technique where he'd come up on the slide, but then he'd fret behind it. So he would do a little hybrid thing. What does it sound like, Sean? Just pretty innovative. That sounded pretty cool, huh? Neat styling. So we're going to feature that in this particular song and have some fun while we're at it. Thank you. Leahy. How's Ken today with Mescalito? We had a lot of fun hanging out with you here at Guitar Mageddon. It's coming up next. Put on your jeans, your favorite Led Zeppelin shirt, and see what happens. Thanks again, folks.